In his first speech as President of Brazil, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva said his top priorities will be fighting hunger, creating jobs, and uniting the countries of South America for common goals. Lula was sworn in after being elected in a landslide vote in October. The man known universally as Lula, a former metal worker and founder of Brazil's Workers' Party, held an inauguration suited to his image as a man of the people. Instead of the traditional black tie gala, Brazil's first elected leftist and his advisors planned a less formal occasion. Thousands of supporters gathered in Brasilia to watch his swearing-in and to be entertained by an all-day music festival featuring some of Brazil's biggest entertainers. At his swearing-in before the Brazilian Congress, Mr. da Silva said the outgoing government of President Fernando Henrique Cardoso brought economic stagnation, hunger, and unemployment. He pledged to fight hunger through a new government program and said job creation will be his obsession as president. One essential aspect to this policy, he said, will be increasing Brazilian exports, and he strongly criticized developed countries for their trade barriers against Brazilian products.
Buscaremos eliminar os escandalosos subsídios agrícolas dos países desenvolvidos.
He says we will seek to eliminate the scandalous agricultural subsidies of developed countries, which hurt our producers, depriving them of their competitive advantages. And with Cuban President Fidel Castro, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, and Argentine President Eduardo Duhalde in the audience, Mr. da Silva said he will seek to build a stronger relationship among South American countries.
A grande prioridade da política externa durante o meu governo será a construção de uma América do Sul.
He says the top foreign policy priority during my administration will be to build a South America that is politically stable, prosperous, and united, based in democratic ideals and social justice, adding that he will begin by trying to revitalize the Mercosul trade bloc, which disintegrated after Argentina's economy collapsed last December. In his inaugural address, Mr. da Silva did not allude to the strongest economic challenges facing his government, rising inflation and $230 billion in debt. But he cautioned that it will take time for his administration to produce the desired results. Amy Radel for VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.